flies, for they're small. I've known that you seldom see them in the day. But I've had cats around here, and they will catch them at night and bring them in. You understand?
I'd like to see one of those sometime.
They're not very large.
You ever seen them go from one tree to another?
No, because they come out at night. They're nocturnal more than the... Now, it's funny, you just don't see some squirrels playing around in there right now, but they're due this time of the day in those trees. But the flying squirrel comes out at night, after dark.
And you got any boomers here? In other words, you ever heard of a squirrel called a boomer?
No.
The type, okay, what about the type of seafood or fish you get here?
Well, people speak of more or less, well, they don't speak of it as seafood. They speak of it fish, you know, if you want to call that catfish out of the river or crawfish. We're too far from the Gulf, you understand, to what you call really seafood.
I've heard of a fish called a goo. What is that?
Good. A goo is a mud cat, a mud fish, rather.
Other types?
Oh, yes, there's plenty of types of fish, but I'm not especially, there's the poach, you know, and the trout, general belongs to the trout family, you understand? They have different names for them, but that's what they mind.
And from the ocean you get?
You don't get anything from the ocean here. We're too far away. It's all freshwater fish you get here. Crawfish at a certain season, if you go along the highway, you'll see them fishing crawfish right now. It's the season for that.
And those kind of things you eat on the half shell?
They boil them and take the shells off, you understand? And the crawfish, they either make a gumbo out of them,
out of
the meat,
yeah.
Bisque, or there's several ways of cooking or gumbo, you know?
No, I was talking about the kind of things you get from the Gulf on the, you know, eat them on the half shell.
Well, it's oysters, yeah. You get oysters.
And, or fantail, you get anything else from the Gulf?
No,
what do you put in a gumbo? What kind of seafood do you put?
Well, they usually put shrimps in the gumbo, yeah. That's Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes either canned or dried, you understand?
Now, did you ever fish much, Mr. Murray?
No, I'm not a fisherman. I haven't fished since 1924.
You're not a fisherman, I can say. Well, the when you went fishing, you'd use what for bait?
Well, we'd use shrimp, grass shrimps. You can catch them right along the edge of the river there at a certain season. And we use that more or less to catch perch, you know.
Anything you dig out of the ground?
Well, you do get worms, you know, but they, worms, the grass shrimp were preferable to shrimp, fish with. Some today they use crickets to fish. They didn't use that years ago around here.
What kind of worms?
Earthworms.
Any other names for them?
No. Yeah.
Did you get that kind, the big, real lively kind? Call it the night?
No, we don't. You know those that jump up like that,
yeah.
When you? No, they didn't use that to fish with.
Or grub worm or anything, you know?
Well, yes, they did use grub worm, but more or less they used grub worm on what you would call a trout line. They call them a drag line around in this section.
Trout line, yeah. Trout line.
Yeah, some second. Yeah, they call them a drag line.
Now, when you were around the lake at night, what would you hear or see or that sort of
thing? Well, now that today, all you're going to hear is a lot of calls. But when I was a kid coming up, you would hear bullfrog after dark.
All you're going to hear now is a lot of what?
Cars.
Oh, cars, yeah.
Going back and forth. In the old days, when I was a kid coming up, everything was so